This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. On this Memorial Day, we have some great music, a concert, and interview with Dave McKenna, the pianist described by Whitney Balliot as the hardest swinging jazz pianist of all time. As jazz critic Dan Morgenstern has said, McKenna's singular artistry covers the whole vocabulary of piano, from stride to bop. We often play McKenna's recordings on our show. He's a remarkable interpreter of songs and has a huge repertoire of them. He has two new CDs, Clarinet Blue, which also features clarinetist Bobby Gordon, and Jubilee, which also features singer Daryl Sherman, who we'll hear from later today. Our concert with Dave McKenna was recorded in 1988. We're playing it in celebration of his 70th birthday, which is tomorrow. Dave McKenna, welcome to Fresh Air. It's a complete pleasure to have you here.
Thanks, Terry.
And I'd like to ask you to introduce the first song you'd like to play.
Okay, this is a tune by Dietzen Schwartz called By Myself.
That's beautiful. You know, I especially like hearing you perform solo. And I think the reason is that your sense of rhythm is so strong. It's like you're accompanying yourself. And I just assume not hear anybody with you so I can hear completely what it is you're doing. And I was wondering if you especially like playing solo.
Well, of course, it's the way I make my living now. But it's fun to play with a band. I don't, the bass piano duo thing or the piano trio thing doesn't work with me because it's that in-between thing. I don't think I ever got that down. But I really love playing with bass and drums and a horn or two, you know, trumpet and saxophone and some, a guitar, too. I love that. But I play it a different way then. And it's just, it really is fun. But anything less than four pieces, I'd rather be alone, I think. Because I can, it's great working with good bass players, and there are plenty of them now, and drummers. But this way I can change tempo. I'd have to work with a bass player for years and just change tunes. You know, and when you play solo, a lot of it is just killing time, killing the clock.
You think so?
Yeah.
Would you play another song for us?
Sure.
That was Yours Is My Heart Alone, performed live by pianist Dave McKenna. When you're playing a song, do you usually know the lyrics to it?
Well, I didn't used to know. I don't think I know the words to one song all the way through. But, you know, I do like to listen to singers, and bits and pieces of the words come back to me. And it's nice when you know a few. I think it
does
really
it help with
you,
the interpretation?
I think so. I think it helps play, helps you to play the melody better.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I do remember a few of the words now. Never used to.
Do you like to learn a song from just hearing it or from sheet music?
I'm such a... Let me say, I won't say it. Yeah, I'm a bad sight reader. I just rather hear it, yeah, from somebody that... The trouble is now that, well, to hear a song... I don't learn many new songs, to tell you the truth, because there are a lot of good rock songs and a few top 40 things, but they need guitars or singers or something. There aren't many tunes that really sound good on the piano that are being written now. But I suppose there are a few, and once in a while, somebody asks me to learn something, so I get the sheet music. And but even then, I'd rather hear somebody play it or sing it before I play it.
We're listening to a 1988 concert and interview with pianist Dave McKenna. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. Pianist Dave McKenna celebrates his 70th birthday tomorrow. We're celebrating with a 1988 concert and interview that he recorded in the Fresh Air studio. I'm going to ask you to play another song. You want to do Sweet Lorraine?
Yeah. Thank you.
Sweet Lorraine, performed for us live by Dave McKenna. You know, I saw you perform once at a club in Cape Cod, and the room was filled. You were staring off into space, not intentionally, I thought, not making eye contact with anybody. You know, just focused on nothing in particular, but obviously very, very focused, but really avoiding people's
eyes.
Was
that the Capitol in L House?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, that was a fun. That's a nice place, and for years. The family, great friends of mine, they're wonderful people, the Lumens that ran it. But that gig, people did listen a lot there.
Oh, yeah, no, it was
And it was like
quiet.
A concert. And,
but
I
it
mean,
seems to me
times,
you just didn't want to see anybody.
Some nights were noisy. Well, yeah, when
that.
You're playing in those circumstances and everybody's listening, how they say, I'm saying to myself, oh, gee, what am I going to, how am I going to fill up an hour if these people are listening intently? So when I'm looking off into space, I'm thinking of medleys to play, things that'll wind the clock down, you know? I really am.
Well, I don't fully understand. Yeah,
getting things together to play.
You know? Uh-huh. It amazes me that you're worried about people listening intently.
Well, no, I'm not worried about it. If they want to, I'll play. But you have to work harder then.
Right, I see. Okay, all right. You know, sitting right next to you at the piano, I'm really watching your hands carefully, and you have such a strong left hand. When I hear your records, and your left hand is almost gently approaching the keyboard. I mean, you don't seem to be exerting yourself with your left hand at all.
When I try
to
play
a very gentle touch.
I do. I try to work hard. I'm not really adept. I can play, if I play it with some strength, then it gets kind of sloppy. I came to stride piano late. I only use it for a few bars at a time, but that's real work. I stand in awe of those guys that play it all the time, you know. Ralph Sutton, Dick Wellstone.
Yeah, yeah.
They really play it hard and accurately, you know.
Is accurate hard when you're playing stride?
Yeah, I think so. Because they've been playing it a long time. You know, some guys made a specialty of it, and their whole career was based on that. You know, the older guys, Fats and James P., those are the guys that invented it, I guess. And but as far as the working bass, that sort of just playing bass notes, that just seemed to come naturally to me, and it's not much exertion required there.
Were you self-taught, or was there a pianist who
no, I
you
had
really
lessons.
Studied carefully with?
I had lessons from my first teachers were the nuns, and parochials. I went to my mother's a real good musician, though. She played piano and violin, but she didn't want to teach, so she sent me to the nuns, and I didn't really like to practice, but I could always pick tunes out that I heard on the radio and always played by ear, it seems, since I was about 7 years old. So I had a couple of good teachers, a guy in Boston, Sandy Sandiford, who was a jazz musician of sorts. I mean, he was a good jazz player, but he made his living writing showbiz charts for the singers around Boston. But he didn't, I was 16 or so by the time I went to him, and he didn't really fool with the way I played. He just made a few suggestions into how to organize it. And he said, why don't you make a little arrangement of this? And the lessons were kind of spotty because I was still living in my parents' house, and I didn't get up there often. But he had some nice suggestions anyway.
We're going to have time for one more song. And can I make a request?
Yeah.
Would you play Thanks for the Memory?
Of course. Thank you.
That was great. Do you have a good musical memory? Do you know lots and lots and lots of songs?
I think I knew quite a few. I'm not one of the champions, though. Guys like Jimmy Rolls, I don't know how many, Men of a Thousand Tunes. But I knew quite a few, and it doesn't seem, though, as if I've been adding to the repertoire lately. I don't learn too many new songs. And but a lot of the tunes I've been playing, I think I've known since I was 12 years old. That's not one of them, though. I never realized I liked the tune until, I don't know, I heard somebody do it, and that's when I came upon fairly late. Although I'd heard of it, you know, being a Bob Hope theme and all.
Well, I want to thank you so very much for joining us for this concert. It's really been a pleasure to have you here. And I want to say you've helped me hear a lot of songs in fresh ways through your interpretations of them. So thank you. Thank you very much for all your playing and for doing the concert today.
Thank you, Terry. I enjoyed it.
Pianist Dave McKenna recorded in 1988. Tomorrow is his 70th birthday. Happy birthday, Dave. He has a new CD with singer Daryl Sherman, who we'll hear from later on the show. It's called Jubilee. And he has a new CD with clarinetist Bobby Gordon called Clarinet Blue. Here's a track from it. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.